From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Mosul Municipality Chief Abdul Sadr El-Habo, who was supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of the collapsed buildings. Lisa Grande is the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
Fellow Hong Kong citizens,
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead include 16 prisoners and prison staff. A U.S. counterterrorism airstrike earlier this month in Afghanistan killed an al-Qaeda leader responsible for a deadly hotel attack in Islamabad in 2008 and a 2009 attack on a bus carrying the Sri Lankan cricket team. This is VOA News. A China Influence Committee has chosen Carrie Lam as Hong Kong's next leader. China's communist leadership had lobbied behind the scenes for Lam, so her victory came as no surprise. John Tseng, the widely popular candidate, came in second place. The Elite Election Committee was at the root of the protest as activists decried the lack of a direct choice by Hong Kong's 3.8 million registered voters. Riot police in Belarus have launched a massive crackdown on protesters trying to hold a banned march in Minsk. An estimated 700 people were trying to march throughout a central part of the capital, part of a wave of anti-government protests against a new tax on workers. Truckloads of police intercepted the protesters and attacked them with clubs Saturday. Hundreds were reported arrested. That includes journalists. Belarus has been mired in recession since 2015. Many opponents of the unpopular tax say they are effectively being penalized by the same government that has failed to reduce employment. U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of the effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. Saturday morning, the president tweeted that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, would explode and said we will all get together in peace together, a great health care for the people, don't worry. At a special summit on Somali refugees in Nairobi Saturday, Somalia's president, Abdullah Mohamed was commonly known as Farmajo, asked the leaders of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development to help his country find a durable solution to the Somali refugee crisis that includes reintegration of returnees inside the Horn of Africa. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million Somalis have been displaced during the country's civil conflict.
We're still ahead of the curve of the family, because now it's when we can save lives. And this is not the time that we have to have doubts that funding is not needed.
UNICEF representative, the United Nations Children's Fund, says more funding is needed from the international community to help prevent famine in Somalia. A drought in the war-torn country is threatening 3 million lives there. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.